Call with your questions for the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control at 1-800-ROSIE-4U.
And we will get to those callers in just a moment, but real quick, aside from the patented black light Brady Bogan golf club driver dispersal method in the middle of the night, how do you treat scorpions?
That actually approach with the black light is like really actually a great one. Going out, and some people just, you know, have a little spray and spray them as they see them, or some people just have a pair of tongs and put them in a jar and then, you know, put a little bit of alcohol on them, it kills them instantly, you know. So that's a great approach, but there are some products out there. A lot of products over the counter don't work very well. And so just because of their formulation, like if it's an emulsified concentrate or whatnot, it's just not going to be picked up very easily by a scorpion. And so they'll be able to walk right over it. But if you get a good microencapsulated product, which they're a lot more expensive to buy, or a lot of times only professionals have access to them, that's what you're going to need to get some results with scorpions. And it's not just a product. You got to know how to use it properly too. Hey, are you getting, do you know where they live and hide? And are you getting to the places where they're hanging out? That's one of the big important keys too. And then we'll talk more about it later, but yeah, there are several steps.
Waste a lot of money treating an area that they're not even active in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, homeowners make the mistake if they buy some stuff over the counter that they'll mix it too concentrated. And that can also have a negative effect as well. So you want to make sure that you're mixing it correctly, applying in the correct places, and doing it consistently, because it's going to be a constant battle. It's not as though you're going to eradicate scorpions from the area.
If you follow along in our Arizona Republic article, there's some other items as there as well. You can find it at azcentral.com. There's also a link at rosieonthehouse.com. Black widows, our next bug. What is there to know?
Yeah. Black widows are very prevalent here. When I first moved to Arizona, I'd seen black widows before in other places. And when I got here, I was surprised at how often I was seeing them. And so I started researching a little bit, and I read a few places that they were saying Phoenix is like the black widow capital of the U.S.
Wow.
And so I'm not saying it's necessarily the top place, but it's in the top, you know, three or so. And we just have a conducive climate for them. And so they're very prevalent here. And obviously we got to be careful, because they are one of just a few spiders that are dangerous to humans.
When I was building my home in Whitman, where I would find them a lot of times is in the garage. It was a masonry garage, and I had boards leaned up, and that was kind of where I put my scraps, because I didn't want them out in the sun if it was a piece of material that I thought, well, this is big enough to do something with in the future. So that was kind of my scrap pile. Man, you pull those back, and I mean, there'd be 30 of them back in there that it just seemed like overnight, they would, boom, that they would just multiply.
Yeah.
Well, and it even goes to show that with you having that scrap pile in the garage or outside up against the home, that's going to be a harbinger area or nesting place for not only black widows, but scorpions, crickets, rodents, you name it. So one of the things that you can do to get rid of black widows is to not create those environments for them. So if you're going to use those scraps, can you get them out away from the home so that it's just not right inside the garage there?
Once I put the roof on, yeah, I did.
But you're like, okay, in the meantime.
This is in the process.
So let me get this right. Phoenix is the black widow spider capital of the world, and we live in the bug belt. You know, those are two things I haven't seen on any Chamber of Commerce flyers at all, ever, anywhere.
One man's nightmare is another man's dream, Rosie, so we're okay with it.
Now, look, they tell me, I don't know who tells me this. The internet tells me this. Google tells me. The world tells me this. That no matter where you are on planet Earth, you're never more than 15 feet away from a spider.
It's probably true. I've never heard that exact stat, but it doesn't surprise me.
Now, how can I tell a harmless spider? It's like telling a harmless snake from a rattlesnake. You know, to me, unfortunately for snakes, they all kind of live in one category. Spiders kind of living at all in that bad category in my world as well. How am I going to differentiate a black widow environment or web as relates to any other spider or habitat?
It's pretty specific how they look, actually, because a black widow web actually is very asymmetrical. There's not like a normal pattern to it. And typically, a majority of the time, they live within a foot or two of the ground. Actually, they're really close to the ground. Now, I've seen in my 17, 18-year pest control career, I've seen two instances where they are higher than 6 feet. One time I saw it up in an eave, and at first I'm like, that can't be a black widow. And as I got closer, I'm like, sure enough, it was up in an eave. That was one time. Another time, You know, up in a soffit, right near a back patio. Other than that, I've always seen it right near the ground, whether it be along a foundation, in a garage, in a closet, back on along a block wall, which are they're very common, around you know pool filters, the pool equipment. So those are the type of places where we find them when we're out inspecting for them.
Taking a quick break. That's what the music means. We can do a lot of things, but stop the clock. We're coming back to calls right after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.